Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Dr. Lisa Holst to talk about National Children's Dental Health Month.
A lot of kids around about age 3 or 4, that's probably the age where parents want to start to teach them the proper things they need to know about taking care of their teeth, right?
Well, actually, I'm really glad that you asked, Brian, and that's one of the reasons that we have Children's Dental Health Month. It's to make parents and caregivers more aware. Actually, it's recommended by the Academy of Pediatric Dentistry to bring children to the dentist at the age of 1, and the American Academy of Pediatric Dentistry just did a survey, and they found that about 75% of parents did not realize that they should see a dentist by the age of 1. So we highly encourage educating all of our parents about the importance of dental visits by the age of 1.
I'm sure a lot of parents think that because they just have baby teeth that will eventually fall out anyway, there's no need to get too worked up about that, but I'm sure that may not be the case.
No, actually, baby teeth are very important. They actually reserve the space for the adult teeth. Kids will use those baby teeth, some of them until the age of 11 or 12 years of age. And so we want them to be pain-free and be able to eat, drink, function normally. So it is very important to take care of baby teeth.
Younger children are still developing their own muscle control, trying to get used to holding objects, and using a toothbrush may be a little tricky for some of them. And that's a place where parents can come in to make sure that they keep brushing, right?
Yes. We, of course, the American Dental Association has a slogan that we want you to brush 2 times a day for 2 minutes, and that really applies to both children and adults. One of the kind of rules of thumb that we go by here in the office is that for children who have not learned the concept of cursive writing, which maybe they don't learn till 2nd or 3rd grade, approximately age 8, all of those children need to have some assistance from a parent for brushing and, of course, with flossing, too. That can be very difficult. So we try to work with the parents and we try to work with the children here in the office about what will work the best in their hands.
That's the thing to keep in mind. As you mentioned, children up to the age of 8 and possibly beyond that need to have this lesson reinforced for them, don't they?
We all need to hear it. We give parents and adults a little pep talk, twice a year when they come to visit us in at the dental office. And one of the things I do also want to point out is that the CDC has a report out now that children are using too much toothpaste. And I kind of wanted to elaborate a little bit on that, that if the children are under the age of 3, we shouldn't use very much toothpaste at all on their toothbrush. In fact, we used to say none, but now we say maybe a smear as small as the size of a grain of rice on their toothbrush. And those children ages 3 to 6 can have a pea size. And then above the age of 6, they can have more of an adult size dose. But really, we don't think it's advisable for anybody to use as much toothpaste as maybe the toothbrush manufacturers would think we need. You don't need much more than a pea size, even as an adult.
Are there any adverse effects from using too much toothpaste?
Well, yes, it can cause some, I don't know if adults have ever noticed their children having white spots on their teeth. We call it fluorosis. If it's very severe, it can actually cause more like a brown spots, orangey brown spots that, maybe look a little unsightly. So it's something that most of the time the parents will bring the child in and ask me different options for restoring the teeth cosmetically. And I usually wait till they're maybe in high school age. But if we can avoid that, that is better for the child and the teeth.
And laying the foundation for good dental habits, important for kids as they get older, too, as they reach double-digit age and beyond, and they have to be on their own because they need to learn this now so they'll remember it later.
Right? Oh, definitely. I definitely agree with that. It's just a really good habit to get into. And one of the things that I would recommend if parents are looking for different things to kind of work with their children on, the American Dental Association has a really good website. It's called healthymouth.org, and they will give you some little tips and tricks. There's videos. There's some songs on there that they recommend. I mean, the whole idea is to make it fun. It may not be the funnest topic, but we try to make it as fun as possible for the children. You know, maybe we could do a little calendar every day and reward the child with stickers that they can place on the chart. And just anything to encourage them to make it an enjoyable experience.
Thanks to Dr. Lisa Holst for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.